At WCSG, our bullpen is where your WCSG DJs spend time warming up and getting ready for your family-friendly morning show, the most music for your midday, and the ride home.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Tom.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Brittany.
Welcome to the bullpen.
Well, after a bit of an extended break, we are back. Thank you so much for your patience.
Yeah.
We've navigated some time off. It's been kind of busier. Some unexpected things have popped up. But anybody want to share a highlight from these past couple weeks? Kind of get us caught up with each other?
I think the Brittany has the biggest highlight.
We're buying a house.
Yay!
So I get, like, obviously, this is our first home. So I don't know when I can say. I mean, like, we're supposed to close next week. It was funny because when we were, like, going back and forth with the people at the mortgage company and everything, I would email them, you know, whatever form they needed or like, I need your tax receipt or whatever. And every time he was like, great job. Thanks. That's awesome. You guys are so on top of this. Well done. I'm like,
this is so encouraging. Wow. Yeah. This is also worlds different from 20 years ago getting a mortgage. And you always had to hand deliver things or put them in the mail. Like, the whole email thing was
Can you fax that over to me?
And then like, well, I got to go to the post office and find a fax machine now.
Right.
Well, congratulations. We're excited for you.
They're
well
ready done. To sign lots of papers.
Well, I've heard now that you just sign it electronically once and then it goes to all.
I'm just kidding.
I
knew that would make
me. Part of the joy was the many, many documents. And they are the people who do the little post-its with the flags.
Yes.
You know,
here,
like this
and arrow. Here and here.
What does this say? Oh, it's fine. Just sign it. Yeah. That was what we heard.
You don't
a thousand
read anything.
Times.
Yeah.
Well, and that's kind of, and I'm like, okay, thousands of other people do this all the time.
Sure.
You all just, you know, I mean, I don't know, but you guys probably didn't read through every line.
No. Oh, no.
And you guys have been fine. Yeah. So,
well,
you know.
I don't know if
we'll talk about that later.
I would say probably one of the biggest highlights for me is we got into sports season, I think, since last time we met. So I've got one kid in baseball and one kid in softball, and that's a lot of fun. I'm trying to do my best to not live vicariously through them. Like, I want to encourage them and just celebrate what they're doing. But with three games a week for one and one game a week for the other, like, that's a lot. But Amanda's like, yeah, that's nothing compared to me.
No, my eyes are just glazed over because it's funny because for you it's a highlight. And I love watching my kids play sports.
Yeah, that's what
all four of them are in travel soccer right now. I have another one doing basketball, like AAU type thing, so there's travel involved with that, and it's great. They love it. They don't ever complain about practice, that kind of stuff. This is not the time or the place. One of these days it will be. Sports parents, I really have a hard time just the nastiness, the living vicariously through their kids, the building their own kids up and putting other kids down, like, it's, I don't enjoy that part, so I sit by myself a lot. And that's just how I get through it. It's cool.
It's nice when adults, like, behave like adults.
That's
a good thing to see.
And, like, remember that this is not the Olympics.
Yeah. Right.
Like, it's youth sports, so calm down.
Good call. What about you, Tom? I took some time off, and we went out to the Great Wolf Lodge.
Yes.
That was
a lot of fun. How many bad tattoos did you see?
There was a guy with...
He's probably not listening.
You have a story.
Well, no, I don't. How do we call it this without calling it what it is? Just, you know, that tattoo you get in on your lower back.
Lower back tattoo.
This was a dude.
He was like 48 with that tattoo. So that was interesting.
Maybe he was like an early adopter.
Yeah,
of that kind.
That doesn't fit for guys. It's a weird tattoo to begin with, and it just looked really out of place.
But you know, you and I know somebody who has one of these.
Yeah, we do. Did you get a lot of wolf ears?
Oh yeah, yeah. In fact, we asked for the wolf ears for Sharon and myself, my wife and myself. Yeah, I said, can we get wolf ears too?
And then the kids were like, can we have some too?
Yeah, and my daughter wanted one for American Girl doll as well. It was so cute.
Those references you just threw out, Great Wolf Lodge, American Girl, people think you make $1 million a year at this point.
My mom bought her one American Girl doll, and she got the other one as a hand-me-down family friend.
Excellent. There you go.
Steve?
So kind of a little sad news from our family. My wife's father passed away, and So it's bittersweet because obviously death is never a good thing, but celebrating his life, you know, he came to Christ in his 40s and just a night and day transformation. So that was really cool to celebrate that and to just, I don't know, really kind of present the gospel by talking about him and his life. And so that was a good thing, but it's been a long couple weeks. And this week is nice as we're kind of getting back into the routine and, you know, so that's been good.
And he'd been ill for a while. Yeah. So just being done with that.
Right, right. No more suffering. And so that's been good.
Also seems like in some of the conversations we've had, it's brought your family together in certain moments that have been kind of cool.
Right,
so
right.
I guess that's one other positive outlook.
Absolutely. Yeah, so. Yep. Yeah. So that's been good.
Don't think, just answer.
All right. It's time for Don't Think, Just Answer. It's down to the ladies of the group. We're going to stick one of you in the hot seat. So is it going to be Amanda or Brittany? Reminder for those listening at home, Don't Think, Just Answer gives 60 seconds on the clock. You get to answer as many questions as you can. And I'm drawing a name. There's really only two. So I'm just going to shuffle them up
and
here.
And also, Tom is our current leader at 24 questions, which is absurd.
It is.
Absurd.
Okay. I don't know if I have enough questions to get us to 24. Really? Oh. And it's Brittany.
Yes. Nice. So now next week, you all will have very pointed questions towards.
Yes, oh, that's true. Yeah, we can make them very specific.
The only positive about this is that I will not have to come up with new questions for next week.
That's true. You are all set to go. Yeah. Okay. All right. Are you ready?
Who has time?
I guess.
Okay. Dodd's got time. All right. Don't think, just answer and go. Freckles or dimples?
Dimples.
Over easy or poached eggs?
Poached.
Food Network or HGTV?
HGTV.
Wow.
Eggos or Pop-Tarts?
Eggos.
Puppies or babies?
Puppies.
Rental home or bed and breakfast?
Bed and breakfast.
Lemonade or iced tea?
Lemonade.
Aslan or Simba?
Simba!
All right.
Chicken nuggets or chicken fingers?
Chicken fingers. Oh. Now,
well done or rare?
Rare.
Brunch or breakfast for dinner?
Oh, brunch.
Pull-ups, push-ups, or sit-ups?
Sit-ups.
Bert or Ernie?
Ooh. Oh, I don't remember which one's which. Ernie.
A job you love or one that pays more money?
Job I love.
Grammys or Oscars?
Oscars.
Talking Heads or Simple Minds?
Simple Minds.
Ooh, good one, Steve. Cake or pie?
Cake.
Egyptian cotton or silk?
Oh, Egyptian cotton.
Tom Hanks or Tom Cruise?
Tom Ooh. Hanks.
Coast Guard or Tulip Time?
Tulip Time.
Where do you shop the most?
Meyer.
Online.
Yeah. Meyer.
Roses or daisies?
Time.
Good job.
Good job, Britt.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so stressful.
You made it.
5, 15, 20, 21.
Good job.
Oh, wow.
Nice job.
Oh.
You are in second place, tied with Chris Love.
Tied with Chris Love.
Man, I'm among great company.
You are.
Good job.
Wow, that was really stressful. My hands are shaking a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maya, really the place where you shop the most?
It's not where I wish I shopped the most, but it's where I do shop.
Gotta go every week for those groceries. Meyer.
Thank you for listening to WCSG's Welcome to the Bullpen. We appreciate your support. We do. As always, you can join the show. We love to hear from you. Email us at bullpen@wcsg.org. We want to make sure to thank Rhonda, by the way, from Grand Rapids for reaching out.
Hey, Rhonda.
She emailed us and said, "You guys make a difference. Sometimes the difference between happiness and depression for me. You guys make great song selections. Keep up the good work. I love the Bullpen. I listened to the first two episodes so far and laughed so hard. I'm pretty sure those at work wondered what I was listening to.
Awesome.
It is. She says, it's great getting to know all of you. Thank you. Great to get to know you a little bit too, Rhonda. Thank you so much for that email again. If you want to email us, bullpen@wcsg.org.
And, you know, your coworkers can ask you what you're listening to and you can share with them.
Yes.
I'm listening to Welcome to the Bullpen.
Because
you know, obviously that's kind of one of the ways that we get more people listening to this. Obviously, when you subscribe, review, and share Welcome to the Bullpen, that helps as well. So you can find WCSG's Welcome to the Bullpen wherever you listen to podcasts, including our website, wcsg.org, keyword bullpen.
It's the final countdown.
Well, now that we have officially made it to episode 10, we thought we would do something fun to celebrate, and each of us is going to share a top 10 list of any kind. We got to come up with whatever topic we wanted to share our top 10 about. So who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
All right. What are we doing top 10 of?
Okay, top 10 piles of things you'll find around my house.
And just as a refresher, tell us how many people you have living there.
Okay, so 5 of us and a dog. It's my wife, myself, and our 3 kids, ages 7, 3, and almost 2. too.
So you have piles of children.
Yes.
Number 10.
All right. No, so here goes. Top 10 piles of things you'll find around my house. Number 10, clothes.
Yes.
Number 9, kids' art.
Oh, yeah.
Number 8, coupons.
Nice.
Number 7, shoes. So many shoes. Again, top 10 piles of things around my house. Number 6, storytime books. Number 5, boxes of hand-me-downs. Number 4, pallets of LaCroix from Sam's Club.
Pallets?
Yeah, well, you know, the big, you know, box with multiple six-packs of LaCroix. So
it's like the flavor pack.
Yeah.
I'm going to need your address.
Yeah, yeah, right? Come on over. Number 3, kids. Number 2, emergency doomsday prepper food. It's the truth. And the number 1 pile of things you'll find around my house right now, dog hair. It is everywhere.
It's a season change.
Yeah. So there you go.
Oh,
that's good.
Even all though right. number 1 was dog hair, I would still visit your home.
Yeah.
As long as it's not in the food.
No, yeah, it's not. Right? It's not. Oh, there's a story.
As long
there.
As I can find my shoes when it's time to go.
Yeah.
in the pile by the front door.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I'll go next. I am a movie guy. I like movies. Mm-hmm. I could come up with 10 top 10 lists of different kinds of movies, but I'm going with my top 10 PG-rated movies.
Ooh. Yes, all right.
And interestingly, these are not all like, you know, what you would think of as like family or kid movies. Some movies were rated PG before they came out with PG-13. Mm. And so anyway, it's an interesting list. I always...
No, I'm just kidding. I'm excited.
I always
it.
Do one sheet, and I always do honorable mentions. So just sit tight. At number 10, Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Okay.
At number 9, Back to the Future. Mm-hmm. Yes, that was PG.
Wow, number 9.
At number 8, well, this you know, there's a lot of contenders here.
All right.
At number 8, E.T., the Extraterrestrial.
So it was PG.
It was PG.
We were talking about this the other day. Yep, I feel like it should be R based on the
scariness of it.
Based on the plastic tent?
Yes.
Scene? That is horrifying.
Yeah. It is scary, but not part R. And they changed the guns to walkie-talkies, so totally PG.
But while they were still guns, it was rated PG.
Yeah, you're right.
Wow.
So, different era.
At number 7, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Yes. That's the first one.
Yes. Okay.
Just very magical movie. At number 6, Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes!
Eat your dinner.
I am a little disappointed Napoleon ranks over Back to the Future, but that's your list.
Yeah, it's my list.
Can I just, true confessions of a soccer parent, they're... is a boy who plays for my freshman son's soccer team who looks like Pedro, but also has a full mustache.
Nice.
So every time, he's 15.
Is he 16. Wearing a wig?
He has long hair.
Oh, okay.
And so every time I see him, I'm like, he should shave his head and also vote for Pedro.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
It's horrible. And I know that's not his name, but that's just always what I
is he super
about.
Sweaty?
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Well, he's a soccer player, so that's going to happen.
Goes with it. All right. Okay. Now, my number 5 is my cheat, and it is the Pixar collection.
Okay.
Which includes The Incredibles, Up, and Inside Out.
Okay.
Are those PG, though?
Those were PG.
Really?
Wow. Really?
Some of the others that I wanted to put into this one were G, so those ones were PG. Right. At number 4, Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope.
Yes.
That's the original 1977 classic.
Yes.
At number 3, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes!
Right?
Surprised that's also PG.
Yes, PG. At number 2, don't judge... The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Oh, that's a great movie.
That's okay.
Movie.
Ben Stiller. I love that movie.
No, that's a good movie.
Yeah. Oh, no.
But then we would judge.
You'd be allowed to judge for that one. That was number 2. At number 1, Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
The best of all the Star Wars franchise, in my
that
opinion.
That is a great movie.
And my honorable mentions, if there was more than 10, I'd go with Jaws, A Christmas Story.
Whoa. Jaws was PG.
It was PG.
Wow. Before they changed the rating, right?
Yeah, yeah. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Which one?
The original one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the Lego Movie. Also.
Everything's awesome.
Nice. Nice, Steve.
All right.
Good list.
I decided to go with the top 10 gas station snacks because we've got a gas station that's about to open.
Yeah.
Maybe. Do we have a date for when that's actually going
to
open?
It's supposed to be this weekend.
No way.
But
agreed.
I don't know if they've even put gas in the gas station yet. So
I feel
we'll see.
Since we've had to, this is literally right next door to the radio station.
Yeah.
There have been times where like they're doing heavy machinery stuff and our building rattles.
Yes. Yeah.
So I feel like we should be able to go in and have free reign. Like you have
like
$150 to spend. Get whatever you'd like.
They've also taken our parking spots for the last however long. Mm-hmm.
And there was a time where they had dug up part of the parking lot and like they put like two little cones.
It was everything we could do to not drive into
it. So when we drive in the middle of the night, it's like, oh, goodness, look out.
Or wasn't there like... I don't know if they were live, but there was like wires laying across.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Yeah, they redirected some of the power. So again, this is like things that I enjoy, but it gets to help you get to know me a little bit. But I'll go number 10, nuts. So cashews, pistachios, number 10. Number 9, slushy and slurpees. Mm-hmm. Number 8, jerky. Mm-hmm.
Man, big spender over here. Nuts and jerky.
That's why they're at the bottom of the list. Pringles in at number 7.
Reese's, the big can or the half can?
The half can.
Oh, Jeremy, you're
no,
a man.
No, I'm just kidding. I did the full can.
Hey, going back
the reason why I do the full half can is because I can reach my hand that far into it.
Oh, okay.
Good full point. Can, I can't get good all the way down.
You got to turn that thing over.
That's why you have kids.
Yeah, that's true. Good point. What were you
going back to the slushy slush puppy or the regular slushies? Which do you prefer?
Oh, man. I mean, it doesn't matter. I'll take any kind of cold, you know, pop drink.
Okay.
Do you mix them together or just say what?
Oh,
sometimes I mix them together. Yeah. Sometimes maybe I just like it by itself.
Yeah.
Number 6, Reese's peanut butter cups. Yes. Number 5, Magic Brownies. Number 4, Chex.
Magic Brownies.
Wait.
You mean Cosmic.
I call them Magic Brownies.
Oh, you got excited.
There's a new kind of brownie?
Magic Brownie. Yeah.
Yes, the Cosmic Brownies. I'm sorry.
It's got a young Harry Potter on the packaging.
I have two boxes of Cosmic Brownies in my flipper right now.
Oh, that's true.
So
you do.
We could break into those if you want.
Yes. So number 4 is the Chex Mix, the Bold, that has the extra seasoning to it.
Does it also have rye chips in it or no?
Yeah, it does. Yep. And the wheat ones always soak up so much. Stuff
yes,
so
know,
great.
So
number 3, Wildberry Skittles. Number 2, Reese's Pieces. Mm-hmm. And then number 1, Dr. Pepper.
Oh,
okay.
So.
Good list.
All right.
Good list.
And pretty soon, honorable mention will be Subway because apparently our gas station's getting a Subway.
That's going to be really convenient for lunchtime.
Yes, mm-hmm.
I'm excited about
Subs, the only way to eat a whole loaf of bread and no one looks down at you.
Well, I saw an internet article thing that was like, if you want to save calories, have them dig the bread out. And I'm like, why?
That's
why?
The best part.
Like, just go. Just
can you imagine? Can you imagine working at Subway and having someone say to you, hey, can you dig the bread out of my sub before you make
it? And then there's people who
Jimmy
have
John's
no food.
Does that, though.
Yes.
It's all crust, then. It's just crust.
If you watch Jimmy John's make it, they rip out like one layer of bread from the top.
Do they throw it away?
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do they offer
leftovers? Yeah. Can
they should turn around
you
and sell that.
They exactly should. Like, buy old
bread insides.
Yeah,
$3
I'm going to ask for my bread in the bag. Could you put the inside of my bread in the bag with my sandwich?
Over next to the register, they've got this new display. Jimmy John's croutons.
Yeah. Or just mix some mayonnaise in with it and make a ball out of it and put it in my bag.
It's like a cake pop with mayo and sub bread.
Melted cheese on the outside.
We are all entrepreneurs today.
Right. We are
ready
for swimsuit season.
Yeah, right.
Wow. In that spirit, mine, I did, if I can find my sheet, top 10 summer foods.
Because
summer's right around the corner and I love to eat. I mean, I kind of ranked them from 10 to 1, but like, this is up for interpretation.
A fluid list.
Sure.
Okay. Right.
Okay, number 10, barbecue chicken with homemade mac and cheese. I feel like the two have to pair together, right?
Ooh. I've never had that, but
barbecue chicken
is
as in like whole pieces of chicken, not pulled.
Right. Okay. Not like pulled pork, but like a big, like that's a summer thing.
I am going to be very hungry.
I'm already hungry.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Number 9, I love sun tea that tastes like dirt. So like, you know, you put the tea bags in the water, you set it outside for 7 days, 7 hours, whatever. Yeah. It turns into tea, and I don't like my iced tea sweetened. Like, that's just not, so I like when it kind of tastes like dirt.
Yeah.
Number 8, a great burger cooked on a grill. Number 7, watermelon.
Mm.
Yum. Number 6, BLTs with real mayonnaise.
Yes.
White bread. The bacon, not too crispy, but also not raw.
And real
and
bacon.
Good tomatoes.
That's
like
the
stuff from the garden. Yeah. Super good.
Man.
Number 5, very specific, sweet corn from McEwen's Farm. Like, they are boys I went to high school with.
Yeah.
They are all very successful. One's a dentist. One is a ER doctor. One is an accountant, and the other one does something.
Is he a farmer, maybe?
Corn?
No, well, this is what they do in their spare time.
Oh,
like, they've always had this. Their grandpa had a farm, and then when they were boys, they learned how to grow sweet corn, and then they would pick it and put it out on the side of the road. So you have to get it when they have it.
Yeah.
But that paid for their college.
Wow.
And so, or, you know, part of their college. And so they have kept doing it. Now they're married. They have children. And so it's kind of a thing.
That's
but
so cool.
Yes. Yeah. And so they have t-shirts. Like, you support the family when you do that.
Oh, that's very cool.
Also, number 4,
the lemonade that you can get at a festival or a fair that still has the sugar crystals in it.
Yeah. And they just jam that half a lemon inside the cup.
Oh my gosh. So good. Like, oh, yum. Big ticket festival. That's the highlight. Yes. Number three, thin mint ice cream in a waffle cone from Sherman's in South Haven. It's like mint chocolate chip. And it has chunks of Thin Mint cookies in it. So it'll change your life.
Praise the Lord.
Number two, strawberry shortcake with biscuits.
I was going to say, what do you... Okay,
same. And whipped cream and sometimes ice cream. And then my number one was just really anything you can eat in a swimsuit. I mean, that means you're enjoying life. You're just laying out. You can have popsicle, burger, chips and salsa, whatever. If you're in a swimsuit, you're having a good time.
Grab the hose and just hose yourself down and you're done.
Jump in the pool. Yeah. Who cares if you got stuff? Yeah, down your
it's all
chin.
Good.
Two thoughts.
I am such a catch. that was one.
No, my first thought is today, as we record this, it's isn't today the May Day sale
for
the Big Ticket Festival?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so this afternoon, Brittany, when we go on the air, I think my angle I'm going to take to talk about it is not the music being the draw, but the lemonade.
Yes. Right? Or elephant ears.
And they got really good kettle ice corn, cream. Too. Yes.
So lemonade with the sugar crystals will be there.
Yes.
Second thought.
And the bucket of fries.
Is that a new independent band? Lemonade and the sugar crystals.
The worship tent.
Yeah. Lemonade. My other thought is that
it's
tomorrow.
Gem.
Yes. And the holograms.
Yeah.
Jen and the holograms and the sugar crystals. Yeah. Tomorrow I'll be wearing my swimsuit to work because I want to enjoy my lunch.
I mean,
so,
I'm in my upper 30s. I've had four kids. Like, I try to be active and stuff, but you get to a point where it's like, you know what? Who cares? Yeah. Like, if you're going to judge me based on what I look
that's
like
your problem,
in a swimsuit,
not mine. Yeah.
Seriously, like, let me just enjoy my life. And if you want to obsess, you go ahead and do that. But I don't have time for that. And I would like, you know, a whole box of Cosmic Brownies while I sit in my very modest, motherly two-piece.
That's it. I am getting a man stamp.
Oh, no.
Man stamp. That's the word.
That's the new. Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Brittany.
Okay, so mine kind of fishtails off of yours a little bit. It's the my top 10 best things about summer.
Yes. Eating in a swimsuit, number one.
See, I just feel like the swimsuit with all the elastic and everything.
It means you can expand.
Sort of, but it also means it's tight on my stomach.
Oh, well,
so
then you have to get a swimsuit like mine where it's like... Motherly. Nothing's very
flowy.
Tight.
Yeah, all right, okay.
It's more like a moo-moo.
That's why you just put that over your swimsuit, and then I don't.
Yes,
then
exactly.
You're fine. Yes. Okay, so number 10, wearing sunglasses.
Yes.
Primarily so I can people watch without being found out.
Thanks for being honest.
Yeah,
that's
yep.
why we all wear them,
yep.
but okay.
Yep.
I didn't know that. No. I do it so I don't put my
eye
makeup
shields.
On.
That too. Number 9, the smell of fresh cut grass. Number 8, being tan-ish. I'm past the point of
what's that like?
Being a sun goddess and laying out. But, you know, just not having paste white anymore is nice. Number 7, watching sunsets. Ooh. Number 6, driving with the windows down.
Yes.
Yep.
Number 5, drinking an iced beverage while sitting in the sun.
Mm. Yes.
Mm. Number 4, bonfires and all that goes along with it. Mm-hmm. So all the food and all those kinds of things. 3, laying on the beach for about 20 minutes until I get bored and need to do something else. Number 2, eating tons of ice cream.
Yes.
Yep. Tons.
Yes.
And number 1 is just summer vacation. So in July, we always go to Traverse City for the week. And that's like, can't get more summer than that.
Yeah. And you actually like vacation. Like
yes, because,
cell phones and
yes,
all that stuff.
And it's all pretty much all the food that Amanda mentioned.
Yes. Yeah.
And yeah, it's pretty much a combination of all the other things. So.
Fun.
What the what? It's been a while since we ventured into what the what territory, but episode 10 seemed like a good time to bring it back.
Yeah.
So let's do it.
Come on back with the what.
I think Tom needs to go first because his is about food.
Yes,
we have,
it is.
We have
is
a theme.
It is. It is. Right. Remember that guy that set the Guinness World Record for the most Big Macs ever consumed?
Sure. He was featured
on Super Size
Me,
right?
He was like over 26,000 at the time. Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, lettuce, pickles on a sesame seed bun times 30,000.
Wow.
He has reached 30,000 Big Macs as of last Friday. Dan Gorski, 64, ate the record-extending double patty sandwich at a local McDonald's restaurant and says he's eaten so many simply because he loves hamburgers. Mm. his
achievement. That's not a good reason.
No, it isn't, because that's 30,000 of them.
Does he get them for free?
I don't think he gets them for free. I'm just guessing. I got to imagine he pays for them. But
the sign now at McDonald's is going to say, over 30,000 served
to Dan Gorski. Yeah. He says he's eaten at least one a day since May 17th, 1972. He's a retired prison guard.
What?
And despite eating 30,000 Big Macs, he says he's got good cholesterol and blood pressure readings. They're both normal.
Wow. He's a thin man. Like, he's not overweight in any way.
He's taking Simvastatin. I'm sorry.
Yeah. What is Simvastatin?
It's a cholesterol medication. He's taken something along with that Big Mac. There's little cholesterol pills instead of sesame seeds on that bun.
He's one of those people that I secretly despise who, like, they eat anything and they never gain. Or they're like, I had a Big Mac today. I'm good. I'm not hungry for the rest of the day.
Like that 104-year-old woman who smoked a cigar every day for her entire life, and she's totally cool.
Well, also, let me just point this out. He's also that kind of person who keeps track of everything he eats.
Right.
Like, what made him on May 17th be like, today's day one?
Right. Totally eat a Big Mac.
Yeah, what made him start like, okay, I've done it 3 days in a row now, might as well keep going for the rest of my life.
30,000.
What's something you could eat 30,000 of? You'd be okay with it, though.
Actually, I'm like, at my age, there probably are things that I've had 30,000 of. I just haven't keeping track.
Yeah.
Pizzas?
Yeah.
Whole pizzas?
Slices.
Portions of a pizza. Portions.
No, yeah. I was a chubby kid. I used to eat a pizza to the face every day.
My face looks like a pizza, so we have
that. Oh, stop it. I wasn't going to say anything.
Ooh, snap.
Let's maybe do a podcast. I love you. No.
Quick, let's move on before things get awkward.
Moving along.
Didn't he also get married at a McDonald's? I feel like I read that somewhere.
I don't know.
Or maybe he's married to McDonald's.
He married a Big Mac.
Mayor McCheese did the ceremony.
Totally. The Hamburglar stole the ring.
All right. I'll go next. Wallace Leatherwood.
That's a Pixar name.
Isn't it a rustic name?
Wow.
It smells like Pixar-like Musk. Name. He's a beekeeper from North Carolina, and he went through what most people would consider a living nightmare, but he came out unscathed. Here's what happened. Last week, Wallace bought 18,000 bees.
Wow.
From Wild Mountain Bees in Weaverville, and he put them in the back of his truck. He's got a pickup truck, okay?
No.
No, it's that's cool. That's kosher up to this point.
Really?
The bees need to be saved.
Putting that many bees in the back of your pickup truck
is beekeeper.
Great.
He bought bees, he's bringing them back so that he can put them on his bee farm. And
did you say 18,000?
18,000 bees.
Okay.
Have you guys seen Bee Movie? That would be on my list of best.
That's a pretty good one.
With Seinfeld doing the voice? Yeah.
Well, before driving back home, he went to look at a job, and then he stopped at a local diner to get some lunch. Well, there was no shade, and bees can't stay out in the sun when they're all boxed up. So he took the boxes, and he put them in the cab of his truck.
Mm.
And what he didn't realize is that one of them was not as securely closed as he thought they were.
Yeah,
and so when he came back from the restaurant, he found that his cabin was calling with 3,000 bees. So in his cabin of his truck, there's 3,000 bees.
They're all eating a Big Mac.
They're all eating a Big Mac. So there you go. Whatever that works out to be. 3,000 Big Macs, I suppose. And so he's like, I don't know what to do. I don't want to lose the bees. They were $165 per box. So instead of abandoning the truck and running for the hills like any of us would have done, he decided to get in the cabin and drive 40 miles back home with 3,000 bees in the cabin of his truck.
Did he capture them when he got there?
It doesn't say.
Did he just open the door and let them go?
I imagine that you probably just kind of open the door and let them get out because now they're in your bee farm and they'll establish their home and they'll do everything they need to do. But the thing is that he didn't get stung.
That's crazy.
Not one time.
Did he have one of those suits on while he was driving?
No suit.
Did it turn
overalls and a t-shirt?
Did it turn into a bee beard?
Can we just imagine if you were some poor
soul
that was also at that diner? Like, you walk out after having lunch and there's this dude. I'm picturing him in a bee uniform, even if he's not. And there's 3,000 bees just like swarming inside. Like, oh man.
Well, and
I would be
sound?
Like, the Lord is returning. Yeah. End times are here.
The sound of 3,000 bees in your car as you're driving for 40 miles. Like, my commute here is 40 miles.
Oh my goodness.
So, but as we all know, bees can smell fear.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't hurt them, they won't hurt you.
Yeah, because they don't want to die.
And with a name like Wallace Leatherwood.
Yeah, right.
Like, that tough. Guy is
yeah.
tough.
Yeah. yeah.
tough as He's just yeah, like, yeah, yes. ain't afraid of nothing. In I'm fact, just going to sit here very still, and I'm going to go home. And those bees are like, cool.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah. I'm fine with this.
Yeah.
I imagine all of his skin is tough, like the rough, like yes. the rough hands. Like,
yeah, right.
He's been spent a lot of time yes. in the sun.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So even if they tried to sting him, it wouldn't work.
Right. yeah. oh they knew that.
Oh. I just am seeing him speeding home, and maybe a police officer is going to pull him over, walks up to the window, and just walks away.
No, officer,
you're cool, dude.
I don't think you want to do this.
Do you want me to roll down the window?
That was an entire plot point in Tommy Boy.
Yeah. That's true.
Troopers too.
Yeah. Really?
Also a good movie. Rated PG-13 or PG?
I think that one was 13.
All right, I can go next. Do you guys remember Publishers Clearing House?
Yes. Oh, yes.
At least the commercials where you would send in like a postcard and then they would put your name in a drawing and then you get a chance of winning something.
Yeah.
It always seemed like something that was actually attainable when I was a child. Like, Mom, we should do right. this. And she was like, no, they just want to get your information.
Right.
Well, the big part of Publishers Clearing House is they would show up at people's doors with a giant check
yes.
and a balloon bouquet mm-hmm. and Ed McMahon.
Yep.
And it'd be like, you get 3.5 stars. And that's
Star Search.
But this apparently is still going. I didn't know Publishers Clearing House was still a thing.
I still see commercials
for it.
That's
like a what all in its own.
Right?
Yeah.
But they decided that this woman from Texas was going to win. And so they get the big check, the champagne, the flowers, the balloons, and all that stuff. They go to her door and they knock at her apartment complex. And she wasn't home.
Ooh.
Not only was she not home, she wasn't even in the state.
Oh.
She was in Florida for
I was gonna
a conference.
Say, she was wintering in Florida,
yeah,
probably.
From Texas.
Yeah. Well, you know.
And so they're like, okay, we got the camera people here. Like, what are we going to do? Like, we can't just not do this delivery. And so they called her and they said, hey, you have a flower delivery. Is there any way we can, you know, get you to come and do that? And she was like, I have seen enough Dateline investigations. You are trying to scam me or kill me something.
Good for
and she
her.
Was like, the only people that would send me flowers know that I'm out of the state, so no thank you. Well, then it turns out they ended up having to just like tell her the truth and be like, we're with Publishers Clearing House. We have this giant check. The check costs us $300. Like, we need to give it to you. And so she said, you know, she was really excited to get her prize. She'd been playing for a long time, and this time it finally paid off. So,
wow. How do you play Publishers Clearing House?
I feel like you just
don't
send
remember.
Something in, or maybe it's online now.
There's no purchase necessary to
yes.
be a part of the drawing. However, if you'd like to order magazines, you're welcome to.
Exactly.
Yes, that's what it is.
Okay, so my what is, I'm afraid a little bit about this. Okay, so this poor woman from Nebraska was suffering from a runny nose, and it was just kind of like a chronic thing. So for the past like 2 years, she'd been struggling with this, and every time she asked the doctors about it, they were like, oh no, it's just allergies. But this year when she went in, a PA, shout out to PAs because my husband's a PA, Carla Schneider from Nebraska Medicine in Omaha said, actually, I think that you are actually leaking brain fluid.
What?
Oh, no. From your nose.
Oh,
is there like a
that
diagnostic,
happens?
Like, I need you to blow your nose into this thing and we're going to
I don't know. It's cerebrospinal fluid caused by a hole in her skull.
Oh.
And it's the protective layer. It's like the protective layer around your brain.
So
this stuff is
her body
fluid,
was still
right?
making more of it.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I don't
it's
know.
That
if
it's
for 2 years.
I don't know.
It's a slow
leak.
When you have a baby.
Jackson described her runny nose like a waterfall. So I don't know if this is her.
Oh no.
Because you might find brain fluid instead. No.
What was that?
Wait, Amanda starts singing "Waterfall" by TLC.
Yes. Oh, nice.
I was just about to start singing "Waterfall" by Chris Tomlin.
Oh. All right. Well,
anyway,
we both know where your hearts lie.
Your brain fluid is like a waterfall.
You stick to the rivers and streams that you're used to. Steve.
Oh, there you go.
Perfect.
Sorry.
Rest in peace, Lisa. Lee.
There you go.
Aww. Yeah. But yeah, so apparently she has said that she had been suffering from headaches, and so this PA was like, let's do a little bit more check-in. Apparently this like nose leakage began after she was in a car crash.
Oh.
Which I'm like, come on, you were in a car crash and your head hit the dashboard, and the doctors were like, no, I'm sure it's allergies. Mm-hmm. So... anyway, but yeah, apparently they fixed the problem, but okay, 5 out of every 1,000 people each year has this happen to them.
That's a lot more than I would expect.
Yes.
So way 5 more. Out of, you know, 100,000 of us each year will have spinal fluid leakage. Well, most of the time it can come out of your ears, I guess.
Because that's okay.
Yeah.
Where does the hole emanate from? Like, is there a particular area we need to watch for?
I don't. You're like holding your neck.
It's like,
I'm going to hold my head all day long.
I know.
I'm never crying again.
Yeah. If there's any fluids to come out of my face holes anywhere, I'm going to the doctor.
Michael, taste the happiness. You know what I'm talking about?
She's okay now? They plugged up the holes?
How did they plug the hole?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably piece of chewing gum or something?
Mm. Oh, my gym.
Cotton balls.
But yeah.
Cork.
So, there's a new fear for
everyone who comes down with a cold now is going to be running to the neurologist.
Yeah. You're like, welcome. La, la, la.
I'm doing headachey, and I have snotty nose. I'm definitely
also
dying.
I can't remember things, so maybe it's my brain.
And every time I shake my head, there's something rattling inside.
Okay, so some people in this room have seen the new Avengers movie.
Yes!
Some have not.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna spoil the plot of the movie, but something did happen in one theater. A pastor named Michael Weber, he was detained for several hours by police and had his home searched after he stood up after the final scene of Infinity War and began preaching to the darkened and still full theater.
Preaching.
Yep. Evidently, he was asking people what would happen if they died that night, and that freaked some people out.
Oh my God! You can't do that.
No,
it comes across a little threatening.
A little bit. One moviegoer was quoted saying, "People started running and pushing in an effort to exit quickly."
And then they're like, "But the Avengers movies always have things after the credits."
Exactly. Yes. Yes. They couldn't
Life
see.
Or...
He did have his hands up, showing that he was not holding a weapon, but because the theater was still dark, they couldn't see that.
Oh, no.
In an interview. With the Christian Post, this pastor, he said, "With reports almost daily that someone has killed multiple people in the news, it is understandable that people were frightened." And somebody had shouted "shooter," initially stood up. So he's apparently not familiar with how most Marvel movies go, because he was like, "The most unusual part about this particular night," apparently he does this regularly, was that every other time I've stood to preach in theaters, the lights come up as the credits start. But this time they didn't.
Come on.
Yeah. So
at least do a little research before you go in and decide to preach.
Right.
About a
maybe
movie.
Get people as they're coming out.
Yeah.
Like let's
or
just change everything altogether.
Maybe like, I don't know, have a relationship with someone.
And say, did you see that? Why would you ever want to do
did
that?
Did you see that Avengers movie? Yeah. What would you do if? Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. Maybe have anyway.
What would you do if Thanos was trying to get a thing out of your forehead?
Yes.
Like, dude, that's my
spoiler.
Forehead thing.
Spoiler.
Thanos.
That's how the lady's head got a hole in it.
Oh,
somebody
took out.
That's right.
She had an Infinity Stone in there.
Wow.
He said that his evangelism script. He has something in there to show that he's not threatening.
There's where you're going to start.
That's
having
what he
issues,
has. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Does he write out the sermon as the movie's going on so that it tailors to their experience?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's just
a script. Just print that off on and put. Pass them out at the end.
There you go. Hand them out. That's
like a track.
Called
something.
Tracks. He said, "Moving forward, I will certainly wait until I can be clearly seen by the crowd that I am addressing." And he said, "The conditions in which I preach clearly need to convey that I'm not a threat to anybody." But apparently he does still plan to stick with his evangelism strategy.
Okay. I've got it figured out.
Okay.
This guy wants to go see movies.
Yeah.
His wife doesn't want him to go see all these movies. So he's like, "Well, honey, I'm going to preach tonight. I'm going to preach. I'll see you at 10.
Who can argue with that?
Right?
Right.
Okay. Well, I guess you're doing the Lord's work. So.
Wow. Every time you go evangelize, you come home smelling like popcorn. That's amazing.
It's the like, ministry we have.
Yeah. I feel like we need to derail this and bring it to the bullpen court. And if this is an acceptable use of evangelizing.
I mean, like... Peter did stand up amongst the multitude and just boom started proclaiming, started
why was
preaching.
There a multitude though?
Why it wasn't was there for an Avengers movie, I don't think.
Yeah. I don't know. There's just been so many weird things happening in theaters to not identify yourself.
Yes.
It's just it is.
Yes.
It's got that creepy tinge already, and people are already a little edgy.
Right.
The lights are out. You're kind of confined in this room.
And
there's only
yelled,
one
shooter.
Exit. Yeah. It's just it's not a good place to do that.
Yeah. True.
And maybe like if someone did yell shooter and people were getting freaked out, maybe at that point you're like, I'm just gonna back off for tonight. This isn't gonna work out tonight.
Right. Yes.
Yep. Whoop.
There's a sign that
read
tonight's not the night.
Read the room.
Also,
when the lights aren't coming up,
you
know, and people aren't filing out like they normally do.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate the heart behind it.
Absolutely. Oh,
sure.
I mean,
yeah. Sure.
It's great that he wants to share the message with people, but...
And it's a great time in a movie like that. I think it's a great opportunity to share that message
right.
without getting into too many details. However, it's just not the right place or the right time.
Have you seen it, Tom?
I have.
Oh, okay.
I know what happens, but I... There are so many of those movies, and I watched the first Avengers... And then never any other ones, and I will never be able to catch up. So I just had you guys all tell me what happened.
There was a lot of deep thinking after that movie too. Just
definitely.
Yeah. So
I feel like you know, your buddy that you go see it with, get coffee after.
Absolutely.
Yes. Break it down like that.
Yes.
There you go.
Are we making a verdict? Since we turned it into Bolt's fifth bullpen.
Yeah.
Court.
Let's have a verdict here.
Verdict is good idea, bad execution.
Yes. There you go.
There you go.
All right. Wow. Bringing in the bullpen court.
Time to wrap things up now, and we are going to do our best to be back in a couple weeks with a fresh episode, another two-digit episode. But before we go, as always, want to thank Dodd Morris.
Thank you, Dodd.
Thank you, Dodd.
Sitting behind the board here and kind of helping keep things moving along. And finally, we do close things out with our deep cut. Jeremy, you're the one
who's
bringing that deep cut.
I am very excited. I've been looking forward to this for a while. Matt Carney's got a brand new album out called Crazy Talk. And I've been... following him for a long time, really have enjoyed his music, and as this one was kind of coming out for a release, we kind of got a few teases of songs over the last couple weeks, and one is called Better Than I Used to Be, and it is just a very fun, poppy, very consistent with his previous albums, and I think, you know, a lot of times with music, it is tied to an emotion or an experience, and for me, one of the experiences I have with Matt's music is when my daughter was going to preschool, there was a song on one of his albums that's called Count On Me, and there's like ABCs and 1-2-3s, and there's kids singing along, and like every day she would ask for that song on the way to school, and so there's this really deep memory of that music, and so that, you know, with that and just loving his music in general, I thought this would be a good fit to bring to you today. So Matt Carney, Better Than I Used to Be. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Tom.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Brittany.
Welcome to the bullpen.
We used to be kids in the back seat wasting time, talking about high hopes and daydreams. Never thought love, never thought life could take us far beyond what we believed. As long as I got your love next to me, I'm better than I used to be. I've been chasing this dream, I'm so glad you understand. When you're climbing up a mountain, it'll leave you hardly stand. Things don't go just the way you planned it, but I never thought we'd have so much to take for granted. You never know what you got till it's gone. Guess I never know, cause I know you're my only one. We used to be kids in the backseat wasting time, talking about high hopes and daydreams. Never thought love, never thought life could take us far beyond what we believed. As long as I got your love next to me, I'm better than I used to be.
Well, it's been a while since we ventured into what-to-what territory. You know, so you do a morning show for 4 hours. You get ready for your countdown, and then you do another 40-minute podcast. I think you're all out of words at this point.
Well, I have to go MC something.
Oh, that's
this,
right.
So
you
got to
do that. You're in big trouble.
Wow.
All right, let me do this again.